River rafting. The Rio Grande River is running high and fast, with a bigger than normal snowpack this last winter. It's July, and there are still big rocks in the middle of the river that you still can't see the tops of. Along the river's edges, rafters have parked their vehicles in turnoffs, pulled on orange life preservers, boarded inflated rubber rafts, and edged into the cold water. 8 to 10 people a raft, going for a bumpy joyride downstream. For several miles, their hired river guides maneuver them safely through the white water, and the rafters, excited after the trip, have an experience to talk about for years. This area used to have hard rock miners leading their donkeys to drink from the same river before they would start a new mining hole high up in the side of a mountain. On Saturday night, the prospectors would clean up as much as they could and go into Creed to gamble, chase women, fight, and brag about their prospects. Riding the river would have been seen as something only crazy people would do. The rafts passing me as I pull my car off the road to watch their procession hug the middle of the river where the water is deepest and the rapids are most challenging. Riding rapids is what we are all doing these days in our excited states of America. These river guides are making more money than those hard rock miners ever dreamed of making.